Simchin Tes, Sif Yud Beis. Showing me Machzelos. So you have a Machzelos is a mat, a woven mat, out of reeds or something of that sort. And this is a piece which broke off. So it's a Shirayim from Machzelos. So Mutal Taltalom. So you're allowed to move them. Because the Chazil Chas is by Behutinufa, because you could use it to cover if some small dirty thing in the house, you could cover it over with this little piece of matting. But if this occurred before Shabbos and you threw them out before Shabbos, so you already decided that they're worthless, so that's a bitul in the status of a kli. And they're also to move Shibur Memtes, Shur Marcellos, Shinifredumina Marcellus, Yeshono. It's already used Marcellus, so it's been designated and used as a Kli. And this piece broke off. Ben Shinifredumina of Shabbos, Ben Shinifredumina Shabbos, whether it broke off before Shabbos or on Shabbos, it came from a Kli and it's still usable, so with the Loch is it still a Kli. Normally the shear to regards to Kabbalah status of a kli regards to dini tuma is the shear of gimel by gimel, but for these, since this is coming as a break off of a kli regards to the Hilchos Shabbos, it's shame kli is. Even though it's less than Gimel or Gimel. But if you want to make a Marcellus to start with, till it reaches the size of Gimel or Gimel, it's not considered a Marcellus, it would not be Makalba Tumah. But this came from a larger Kli, so it had a din of a Kli at the beginning of Shabbos, or it had a din of a Kli, so it retains that, it still is usable. It still is, as long as it's still usable. But if you threw it away, that's a bitul on the shame Kli. Now, Marcella Shlema, I feel it was rock on the Ashba's mutter, the butler died to Eitzachal Adam. Throwing away Marcella Shlema is not considered a bitul on the status of a Kli, because even though he did it, people don't do that, so therefore it's not considered a real Maisa bitul on the thing. So, I think from this argument over here, that's where Yashua came along and said, so when a person throws out the disposable cutlery, which is still usable, but since that's a dart to throw it out, we don't say, well, you can't be about the shame kli by throwing it out, even though really it's still usable. Most of the cases in a halacha, which talks about throwing it out, is about the shame kli, is something like the shurim atzelus. It's a compromised item to start with, and as long as you don't throw it away, you're holding on to the shame kli. You throw it away, you lose the shame kli. Something which is a kli shleim, a sholem, if you throw it away, it's not a bitul on the shame kli. So the chara, these things should not become bitul when you throw them away. What? And that zucked the fact that we argue over here the reason why throwing away a full machzelus is not mevatel the shame kli is because bitul taita itzachal adam. I mean, it's not that you can't be mevatel the shame kli by throwing something out. You could be mevatel the shame kli by throwing something out, even something which is sholem. But if it's not normal to do that, so then we say bitul taita. So, but if, here we have something even though it's a kli sholem, there's nothing wrong with the betzim. But once you throw it out, it's up. It's normal to throw it out, so we have a bitul shame kli, that's what he holds. So this has a lot of relevant regarding moving garbage. You can't argue that the garbage is primarily, you know, many times has Isser and Heter in it, so it's not a problem. You're being tiltal of the Heter and the Agav, this is coming along, because you have all these discarded usable items still in there, because... we see that over here that there is Shach Hashem Bittul by throwing it out. Okay, your Gimel, Sif your Gimel, Shor Matlonu your Shabbatu. So this is now not a woven mat, but a piece of cloth. So now you have something which is used as a rag. And Seth Matlonius, now you have a shirayim of that. That's how the Mechaber is the case. The Rambam is also a shirayim begodim. We just started out as a beged. The Mechaber has a case that started out as a matlis to start with, which is a shmata. So this is the shiraim of a shmata. Yesh bim gimel etzpos, gimel etzpos, mutal tatlum. So long as they still have the shear of the size, so you can move them. Im lav, it's also. Yesh bim tamar filo ein lam gimel agimel, bavach layu, talisois shal mitzvah. Some say if it doesn't have gimel or gimel, it's going to be also mutter. But you can't, if it's tlisa shel mitzvah, which you can't use for purposes which would be considered insulting to the. There's no din of geniza on a tala shel mitzvah, on the garment. No din of geniza on the tzitzis. But you can't throw it out in a way which is derech bizoyin. So say, I'll take the shmata and I'll take this piece of cloth and I'll use it to wipe something. That's derech bizoyin. So it comes and has no use. So if it's gimel al gimel is halachically still considered a bag, and you can use it as a patch on something. Patch is not a bizoyin. But it's less than gimel al gimel, the more it says even ani won't use it. It's too small for anything. So the only thing is I could use it like a shmata to wipe something. Well, I'm not going to use it as a shmata because it's a talash mitzvah. So it comes out that it's muksa. Nun beis gimel etzbos. The yesh was at katzas chashivas. The size of three etzbos is considered some level of significance. The chaz and laniyim. The more says that laniyim will use such a size of a garment as a patch on their clothing. The more says hashirim will not. For the shirim, the shir is gimel al gimel, which we mentioned in the previous in Mishabura.
What, three amos?
Three tefachim. Mishabura in sivkat nun.
People.
By the Machselis, the shear is gimel tvachim by gimel tvachim. Ashirim, the shear is gimel tvachim by gimel tvachim. Haniyim, the shear is gimel etzbos by gimel etzbos.
Three fingers by three fingers, which is less than tvachim by tvachim.
Yeah, much smaller. Amrachadim shakosa, the ashirim also the tatalon, the lehem lo chashibi ishirim at lon yuselim, ken yesh by gimel tvachim by gimel tvachim. So if it needs a shear of gimel tvachim, the same way you say about Niyim, if it's less than Gimel Gimel, it's also for Tiltal. For an Usher, if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, a Gimel Tvachim, it's also for Tiltal. Because it doesn't have a Cheshivas of a Beged unless it's the Shear Gimel Tvachim, a Gimel Tvachim. Okay. Now, the Sharatin over here says now once it's the size of Gimel Tvachim, Gimel Tvachim could be throwing it away, won't be mevatel it, because that Wataka was the Shir Chosher that people would use for Begadim. Okay, so if it has Gimel exposed to Gimel exposed, you mutla taltalam, Hanuk Kozman shall is drunk on the Ashba, that's only if you didn't throw it out. Then if it's less than Gimel Gimel, you can't move it. But some are not, even if it's less than gimel or gimel, because you can use it, even though it's very small, you can use it to wipe something. So the same way by shiur machzelos, we're not makban on a shiur. The shiur by machzelos for a name and a shiur is gimel tochma, gimel tochma. We say you don't need that by shiur machzelos. So within over here, the same way over there, you don't need the shiur gimel or gimel tochim. Over here, the shear is gimel etzbos, gimel etzbos. You don't need that either. Even if it's less than gimel etzbos, gimel etzbos. The gabi tuma, it's not doesn't have the tuma anymore. But the gabi tiltal on Shabbos, since it's usable still and it came from a kli, it's not moksa.
What are these things?
This piece of cloth, this very small piece of cloth. But that which you're being matter, the piece of cloth, which is less than three etzbos, or three etzbos, based on that you can use it to wipe something, doesn't work by talisa shel mitzvah. Person won't use it for tashmish megura. Therefore, to use it as a patch, like a neem will, that's taka use still. So it's not baltar of Hashem kli. But the share for that is gimel etzbos and gimel etzbos. But this thing is talking about something which is less than three etzbos with three etzbos. So then, you're not going to use it for anything else. And so it's muksa. What came between bidis who? Shia gimel tzbos, gimel tzbos, v'hanu laniim v'chana. So for the shirayim of a piece of cloth from talis al mitzvah is only considered that it's still a kli and still usable if it's three tzbos by three tzbos. Okay. Sif Yud Dalet. One second, just let me see what's happening over here. So the Bir Halacha points out the Maskim Lav Oster. See, if it's not 3 etzbos, the 3 etzbos, you can't move it. How fill the circle for some karma? You can't move it for any reason because it's not a kli. The point is, it's so small, so it loses its shame kli. So then, if it's not a kli, it's also for any type of tiltal. Shein ol zeh shame kli, kein ol pasha the milsa. That's the simple understanding of loses the status of a kli. So that's the argument. So you can't move it even the circle for the serpent karma. Okay. The Sharatzion in Nun Vav points out the case where they has three tefachim, could be even if you throw it into the garbage, it's not bottle, because the Tosis says that three tefachim is the same thing as 4 amas by 4 amas. It's a full size, that's a full size. So just like we know, if a person will take that type of cloth and throw it into the ashpa, it's not, it's silkly. So if Tosis is equating 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim to 4 amas by 4 amas, so the Sheva claim shame kli over here as well. The Sharatzion says no. Again, maybe that Tosis is equating it regards to chustuma. Regards to chustuma is still considered a kli. Throwing the ash is not going to take that away. But regards to Shabbos, which is totally in, do people look at this as a kli, a functioning kli? So once people throw it away, you know, it's Gimel Tvachim, Gimel Tvachim, maybe it's not a Kli anymore, and be Muksa. So the status of Kli by Shabbos and by Muksa does have, by Shabbos and by Tuma, they're not necessarily automatically the same. Okay, Yudalit. Minol Chodesh, so they made a new shoe, and it's on the form that you made the shoe. You're allowed to take it off of that tefus, off of that form which the shoe is made on. Obviously, we're not to listen, even though the tefus is part of the process of making the shoe. So, the tefus is klishon not to listen. Its function is to make shoes. So, when you pull out that form, you're pulling out, you're moving it to klishon not to listen. It's mutter. Why? Kim the same klielo, but mutter tata the tzarek makarmai. So we look at the. I want to put my foot inside the shoe. I cannot put my foot inside the shoe because there's this form in the side of the shoe. So I need to take the form out to be able to use the mukam where the form is, the shoe. So that's called tzarek makarmai. I need the place where this shaping frame that you use to make the shoe. I need that spot to put my foot in. So that's tzarek makarmai. Therefore, you can take it out. Okay. Minul Chadash, Mishabur Dunvav. Nakat Chadash Larvusa, Da'af Shehum Ahudak Alatvus Shaper. When it's a new one, it was made there, it's obviously it's tight. Benyachal Shabdami Allah, Velm came a Tatal Gama Tvus Biyadayu. You can't just like pull it off, you have to physically pull out the insert with your hands. Filhach Yishori, it's Mutter. Even though the tefus is part of the shoemaking process, it's klishon lata liyaser. Shayad masaktim haminolim. I need it in the process of making the shoes. I need this form so that you may be able to make the shoe around it. You need the spot. I need a shoe which the tefus is inside of the shoe. Koshkin is the middle of Yashan, so that's for sure true when the middle is already been used. So I put it back on there to whatever reason, but once I've worn the shoe, it's softer and it's not going to sit on there tightly. Over there, I can just pull the shoe off without actually pulling out the fus with my hands. So that's for sure mutter. That's tiltum and it's not. But I'm over here, I have to actually be a dayan, remove, pull out the insert, the form from inside of the shoe, because it's on tightly. So I'm allowed to do that, because the klishon lata liser, the tzarek makarmai. Kim Hashem Kli Alav. If he times that, who are then the Mutalishma Hatfus Mitachaminal? So there's no difference between pulling the shoe off of the tfus by holding onto the tfus or pulling the tfus out. Either one's the same thing. Kima should talk about Bechazik. I'm sorry, Bain should talk about Bechazik, Bain Barofi, whether it's Bechazik or Barofi. Because Kleesan Hatal is a Tzarek Makamai. Yerab and Mafakik Barofi, the Lama Yatal Tal Tfus. Why should I move the tools if I can just pull the shoe off? Tavyers to Shiash in the middle of me, I love Akhre Shu, who often will you tell the Bedaim? Malcolm Shakosha, the Hashman, in the middle of me, be a body in the Hachman. So he says, if you have an option, it's better to do tilt a minatzad than to tilt a muksa. So therefore, the appropriate thing to do is to pull the shoe off of the tools in a case where it's rougher.
Oh, I mean.
Now, when I want to point out that the shoe, you're moving the shoe because the shoe's considered a kli also, even though it's still sitting on the tfus, you haven't used it yet. So the fact that you've designated, you made the shoe and it's complete, it's ready to wear, has been kli, even though you haven't actually removed it off of the tfus. So more points that out. And the Bir Lacha points that out over here in Dibur Maskmen Al Chodesh. Tesvav. Okay. Sandal shenipsakol ritzua hapenimis. So the way the sandalim worked. So. They had the leather piece of the sandal, and they had like a leather straps that they would use to tie it. If they would tear out, you could put them back in and tie them in. But in the outside, where it's visible, that type of action, you know, drill in the hole and suck it in. It's a ganai. You wouldn't do that. On the inside of the shoe, which is not so visible, the person would do that. So, if it loses the ritzua panimis, it's not considered a shever kli. It's a usable kli because you can fix it by putting in that ritzua or a different ritzua and tying it in. But if it tears on the outside, that's making it not a kli anymore. Sandal shenipsko ritzua panimis. So, if the inner strap tore. So dying terrors cleolov, and what's the tautala? So it's still considered a kli because you can fix it and use it so that it doesn't lose the shame kli. And therefore it's mutabatiltal. But if the outer strap tore, which you have no way to fix it, because if you fix it, it's still nicker and people will be a ganai, people will not wear it, so therefore it's basically an unusable item. So it's both a terrors kli, but also the tautala. It's not a kli anymore, it's also the tautala. Now he wants to bring it home and use the sandal. He'll use all the material there, etc. But he can't wear. But he can't be mitaltal. So is he allowed to? What's he allowed to do? So he's allowed to wear it home. The problem is wearing it home because that's tilted begufoy or tilted. That's not a problem. The problem is you can't wear it home because you can't tie it. Now it says imu b'karmelis. In the case where it's in a karmelis, and now we're dealing. See, if it's in a chotzer, the Gemara says, so let's leave it there. It's not gonna get stolen, whatever it is. And you'll have to shabbos, but you'll take it and fix it. But if it's in a karmelis where it's there, it's not nishmer. So they said what you could do was the following: mutalichur chalav gemilach shumaychal behema. You can attach to it. You can't attach a ritzua to it, but you can attach something which you're not giving vata there. What's that you're not giving vata there? This piece of grass. All right, grass is milk. So no, it's something which was that for Michael Behema. So it's food for the animals. It's not muksa. And I can use it as a temporary strap or string in my sandal. Um, But if you want to use something which you might leave it there, so we have a new problem of a kesher shel kiyam. He's allowed to address the fact that it shouldn't fall off when he's walking. Fine. However, in the chotzer, we're there in the chotzer, it's safe. So you have no reason not to, you can just leave it there. So they weren't matter to be metaltal with this gemilach. Which is Humbach and Kriyas Ritzuas, the two places where you would attach the Ritzuas. One was on the outside, one was on the inside, which would be between the inner side facing the other foot. When the Sata, if the inner one tore, you can fix it. Even though when you do it, it doesn't look so nice. That's so visible on the inside. I can't die in shame clear love. So people will do that. So call it clean. If the outer one tears, it's not worth fixing it. Derek was rock last, but people will just throw it away. Okay, both of them, shame clean. So this din of bittul of the status of a kli would be true whether it happened before or after Shabbos. Let's hold it here, and we'll pick up after tomorrow.